It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, I have Representative Christine Watkins up on the Hill. We're going to start talking about something that, you know, she said she's been getting a lot of phone calls and emails about, the food tax. What are we going to do with the food tax this session? Also, another one is request for appropriations. And we're kind of going to get into the dirt on both of these and talk a little bit about the, you know, what goes behind them and the buildup to them and what's going on with those two things. So let's bring her in. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime. Let's get into this stuff because, yeah, this is really important. And as we were saying before we came on, you know, if it's something that you're hearing about, if people are contacting you, then it's definitely something that's worth talking about. And so we're going to start right off the bat talking about the food tax. Now, what is the current food tax?
Well, it varies because we have a state one, and it's even divided, whether it's already not prepared food or prepared food, and then counties and the cities also have a food tax. So even if the state were to take away their portion of the food tax, it would not be zero because cities and counties also tax food.
And so right now, are they looking at completely doing away with it? Or are they looking at lowering it? What are they looking at doing?
Okay, well, this is the issue. We have, a representative that from the Republican Party, a representative from the Democrat Party, and they're working together, because this really isn't a partisan issue, on doing away with the state portion. They know they cannot affect the city or county portions of food tax, and they're doing it on their own. And what you have to know is up here, we have a Senate president and leadership. We have the Speaker of the House and leadership. They work together. Sometimes they butt heads because as they deal with the tax cuts issues that they want to do, then they come to their respective caucuses and say, okay, this is what we want to do. How do you feel about it? And we go that way. Well, as we've started this process of tax cuts, the food tax cut was brought up, but there wasn't a lot of interest in it because we have so much money brought into the state through the tourism. We're a big tourism state, and so we have like $20 million plus dollars that we put in our general fund because of food tax, just off of tourists, not our local, you know, people. And one thing about taxes, if you're on food stamps, if you're really having a hard time and you're getting help from the state, you don't pay taxes on food. You use your food stamps, and you are not taxed. So I want to tell my constituents, I'm not in the Tax and Revenue Committee. That's where these bills would go. So I don't have a chance to vote yay or nay in that committee because that's not the committee I'm in. It would have to come to the House floor for me to be able to vote yes or no. And it's not here yet. And I don't know if you will get there because there are ways to make it so that a bill is slowed down or it just doesn't make it. And so I'm busy with my stuff, the things that I'm doing, my bills, the committee that I'm a chair of. So I'm real busy over here doing that. So I'm not out there with them trying to champion a cause or stop a cause, either one. That's their call.
And so really what you're saying is this is still in a committee. It hasn't even made it out of committee. And then when it gets out of committee, that's when you guys will really see it and know what's going on and get to really debate about it.
Right, right. And it has to get out of a committee. I mean, even some of my bills, I've presented them. The chairman's held the bill because I didn't have support from the committee. I had to change my bill. So it's quite a process. So I know the two women who are doing this from the House side, and they're great champions. I just don't know where it's headed.
So we'll have to keep an eye on that one and see what happens with the food tax, because as you and I were talking before we came on, also it's kind of tricky how to make it work, because there are so many moving parts, and as you said, you have the state food tax, but then you have cities and counties that add their own in, and then you throw in the tourist dollars that it adds to the bottom line, and it's kind of something that's very difficult to undo.
Exactly.
And pull out and just say, hey, we're going to this. And if you're a tourist, you're going to pay this percentage of tax or something like that.
Yes. Oh, they go buy groceries.
Right.
No, we have people who go camping, or even if they're in a hotel, they go to the grocery store, buy food. They're helping out our bottom line.
And so we'll keep an eye on that one with the food tax, because, until it really gets to the floor, there's nothing that you can do about it right now.
Right.
All right. So then let's talk about this one. You said it's requests for appropriations. And so kind of explain to us what that is and how that all fits in together for the people here in the area.
Okay. Well, we have what we call sub-appropriation committees. There's an executive appropriation committee, and that's leadership. So that's the top one. But then I'm chair of what we call the Beetle Sub-Appropriation Committee, Business, Economic Development, and Labor. And I'm House Chair of that, and Senator Mike McKell is the Senate Chair, and we run the committees together and do all the decision-making. So people come to us for requests for, in my committee, it's museums, it's big events, and things that they say will help with the economic development of the area. And the interesting thing about this year is we have a lot of one-time money because of the infusion of money from the federal government. So we have a lot of that. Ongoing, it's just kind of normal. So everybody's coming asking for one time. In our area, one of the things that we've got two things that I'm really pushing for is funding to buy a Boys and Girls Club building. And we had the AOG come with our Mayor Mike from Price. Both Price and Castledale were picked out for Main Street project by a national organization. We want to add money to that to continue to fix and improve the looks of our main streets in Castledale and in Price. And there's some funding that the AOG needs they want to run a revolving program for building like four homes at a time for middle to lower income people, and then keep the money going back in that account to help with the housing issues that not only we have, but everyone has. So those are really top on my list, and they've been presented to the committee, and so we'll know, of course I'm the chair, I'll know for sure by Monday what work through this process, what gets funded. And so I've really got that $2 million for the AOG and the projects they have planned would be amazing. It would be huge.
So that we can talk about when we talk the next time, you'll kind of have an answer there as far as that goes.
Yes, I can say, yep, we got it, or darn, we didn't get it this time. I did, because I'm chair, I was approached by other entities to sponsor their RFAs. And so I have a couple of others that are really good rural women small business trainings, and then amazingly enough, a refugee soccer program here in Salt Lake. They don't need a lot of money, but it's an awesome program. So, but obviously, I can't fund just my RFAs, my requests for appropriation. So there are members of the committee that all have their favorite things for their area. And starting today, we are going to figure out what we want to support.
All right. So we'll look forward to finding out what went on with all that when we talk again next week. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. And we're going to let you go up on the hill and get working.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. You take care. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, we can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.